So what do you get when you take a bunch of radio freaks, set them in front of live microphones, and let them talk about radio? Well, you get the coolest show about the radio on the radio. Broadcasting from RCO Plaza, this is Radio Connection Live, the podcast, where AM is analog, FM is king, and the smart speaker has taken the place of the terrestrial radio as the listening apparatus of choice. It's your show worldwide, and we want to hear from you. We're on Twitter at RCL the podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioconnectionlive or email us at rclthepodcast@gmail.com. And now, get ready to become involved in the very latest in broadcasting news, entertainment, and just plain fun. Here are the stars of our show, Preston, Tim, AJ, Ashley, Darnell. And put your hands together for our host, Mr. Jamie T.
You know, not every day comes where you find yourself taping two shows in the same day, but that's exactly what happened. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to Radio Connection Live, the podcast. Thank you, Mr. Williard, for that wonderful welcome. And thank you, as always, no matter where you may be listening today. All right, so welcome to the show. I'm Jamie. Preston is out this week, is out this time around, but we do have with us today, as always, Ashley is here. Out of Nashville again. Chris is our producer, pushing all the buttons this week.
What's up, everybody?
Yep, and we actually have a couple here in the I'm here in the audience. In fact, he's an RCL alum, and his other half is here, who puts up with him being an RCL alum. Please welcome out of Maine, our boy.
I was saying, when you said that, I said to Gabby, I think they're talking about you.
Yeah, please welcome Hunter and his girlfriend, Gabby. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
We have the RCL couple. I think this match made in radio heaven. I like it.
Yep.
And what's up other than the sky, the roof, and the heavens?
Yeah.
Well, the good news is, again, we replaced all the glass in the studio with plexiglass so nobody can actually hurt themselves.
I hope Gabby's got plexiglass windows because that might our house right now.
Hashtag because COVID.
Yeah, exactly. So Tim is here. How you doing, Tim?
I'm here.
All right.
I made it on time this time.
Amazing. Yeah.
Amazing. Yes. All right, you guys, we got a great show and a great interview. By the way, again, you can join us Facebook with Radio Connection Live. Twitter is RCL the podcast. Email RCL the podcast @gmail.com. All right. So our guest today, if you live anywhere in West Virginia, you probably have heard this guy at least once. And he does a really good night show on the radio station in Morgantown, West Virginia. In fact, this guy's worked in markets such as Indiana and Illinois. And he even worked, according to his bio, if he wasn't working in broadcasting or in radio, he would want to be a color commentator for the WWE.
I can see it.
Yeah, me too. In fact, if you never heard him, listen to this.
LMLY, this is Jackson Wang. VAQ versus Latina newcomer here, Kelly Uchis. This song surpassing 300 million streams already. Might be the first time you're hearing it. Might be the song you vote for tonight. I'll tell you how to do that after Telepathia on the night show. Music Channel 102 WVAQ Telepatia. Cali there. Latina on the scene. Brand new song. Maybe it's your first time you're hearing that. It is taking on Jackson Wang with LMLY, which stands for Leave Me Loving You. Only one of those songs can return to battle again tomorrow night. It is up to you, your vote. What are your earlobes telling you? Get your vote in now. 888-777-6640. You can text that in this evening, 35651. Or via our Twitter or Instagram story. Follow us from WVAQ.com. Results just ahead. Silk Sonic on the way. Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth on the night show next. Stay close.
Rockets.
Sonic, that's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Leave the door open. 102 WVAQ. Those of you just tuning in, VAQ versus tonight, the battle of the newbies. Jackson Wang here. It's LMLY, which stands for Leave Me Loving You. Don't leave me loving you. And representing Latin America this evening, Kali Uchis. This could be low-key banger of the summer. It's called Telepatia. Votes have been collected. Thank you for those. Results are in. And the majority of you feeling the Kali Uchis song. And those Latino vibes. So she will return to battle again tomorrow night, taking on a new challenger. We'll find out how long she stays in the fight and get you back to the music with The Weeknd next. 102 WVAQ.
What's going on, everybody?
Everybody, please welcome straight out of WVAQ in Morgantown, West Virginia. Please welcome, put your hands together for Jason Knight, everybody.
All right.
RCL Universe, what's going on? Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, dude, it's our pleasure.
I'm out to that air check, too, and I could listen to that Kali Uchis song all day long. I heard it a couple nights ago.
It's a great track. I'm into it.
We got to feature that on my VAQ Versus segment that we do every night, which is a lot of fun to do because it's like, it's instant feedback. It's instant gratification from the audience and the demographic that we cater to on a couple of songs. Which one are you feeling more or one more than the other? And I meant what I said there. It could be low key the banger of the summer. We'll have to find out.
Yeah, Kali Uchi. I mean, I think the great thing about your kind of radio station is the fact that we support all the major radio groups here at Radio Connection Live, but you know, especially the locally owned stations like you guys, you know, I mean, you guys kind of have a little bit more freedom to do different things. You're not tied to. And by the way, your morning show, Jack and Nikki. Oh my! I was listening to it this morning. Listening to it this morning over breakfast, and I think the weird thing about your show is it's not phone tap, it's not gossip, it's
right.
It's but at the same time, with the features like your VAQ Versus, I get some, you know, for a small town station and the way you produce that, I get some, you know, vintage Z100 vibes out of that.
You know, and I don't think that was the intention going into it. I think that I've always been a fan, growing up and listening to radio and being a fan of radio as a kid and just kind of wanting to, shadow and mirror some of my favorite DJs I grew up with. I remember them doing features like that, like the Pepsi Top 8 at 8 or the download or the delete or something like that. And I've always been intrigued by those kind of, because they're simple features to put together. I mean, they're work to put together, right? You got to go out and find the songs. First of all, you have to compile the list for the week of the songs you're going to feature every night. And, you know, especially if you're doing a countdown segment, it's a little bit more involved because then, you have a revolving door of, new songs and rotating into new ones from, who was number five last night. Now they're at number, now they fall back a couple places. Now they're in front a few spots. So, I mean, it's a little bit of work to get all those segments together and produce them and have some imaging behind them. But you know what? I love doing that behind the scenes and the production and the imaging work as much as I love being on the air and just interacting with the audience and getting that instant feedback on the music.
Yeah, you know, I mean, exactly. And we talk a lot of, we iHeart has a thing now for many of their radio stations where, you know, you can thumb songs up or down, and not only do they get added to a playlist, but you're actually telling the program directors of that station you're listening to, hey, this is what we like, this is what we don't like. And, you know, a lot of stations do a top 6 at 9 or a top 8 at 8 or whatever the case may be. All right. So, Jason, you're an Indiana boy. Go Hoosiers, right?
Yeah.
I watch a lot of college football. I listen to a lot of college football games on the radio, and Ashley, who's a big college football fan, would kill me if I forgot the name of the Indiana team.
Yes.
Anyway. So according to your bio, and I read your bio before the show, you got grounded from the TV, but your parents apparently never took away your radio, apparently. Right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I was a big Monday night pro wrestling fan. So I would flip back and forth, you know, the Monday Night Wars and the WWF and WCW and whatever else was on. And so that was my jam in my 90s youth growing up. It was, you know, had to keep on top of what was going on in the sports entertainment world. You know, of course, I couldn't miss IU basketball. I couldn't miss Indianapolis Colts football. You know, I couldn't miss St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Cause those were just, you know, if you live and grow up in the Southern Indiana region, those are the teams. You know, and you might have a stray Cubs fan, boo, or you might have like a stray Notre Dame fan or something, or like a Purdue fan, but, those were the teams. And so that's what I kept up with. And so, if I got in trouble, mom and dad would take away the TV and, you know, they'd pull it out of the room for the week or the month or whatever situation, whatever the punishment warranted, the TV was gone for that long. So then I was like, okay, you can take away the TV. That's fine. I'll get updates from my friends at school the next day on all the sports stuff. Right. But don't take away my stereo. That was like, you know, that was my best friend growing up. But before I had best friends in school, the radio was my best friend.
For some of us, it actually is our best friend. You know, I'm telling.
And our lifeline. By the way, y'all. Sorry, I'm waiting for mom to get on the phone. So I'll go shopping hopefully soon. If not, I'll be here for the entire show.
All right, Preston's anyway, here. Yep.
Good to meet you, Jason. And I'm actually familiar with your company because I have a high school best friend who actually resides in Elkins now. So.
Oh, wow.
She did live here.
The world.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. So, all right. So, at what point you had a stereo in your room at fourth grade. So at what point did Cupid hit you with that radio arrow?
Man, early on, like, I just remember growing up with music in the house always. Nobody really in my family played music as far as like a specific instrument. Yeah. I think my grandma played a little bit like piano, like at church, and you know, she would sub for like the main, you know, organist or pianist who might have been out, you know, on a random Sunday. But aside from that, we weren't like a play musical instruments family, but we loved music. It was, I mean, I grew up on everything from, you know, like the classic country stuff to, you know, Southern rock, classic rock. whatever was on the radio with top 40, like, I mean, heavy metal. I went through like a long hair, you know, Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer phase. So I got into all that probably like, you know, middle school, early high school, freshman, you know, sophomore era. And just music was always around the house. Like, I remember my dad would get home from work, like on a Friday evening, and we'd all like pile up in the truck or the car, and like, we'd go out. Like, Friday night was like family dinner, like pizza nights. Like, we'd drive to the next town, like 15, 20 minutes away to like our favorite, it was a Chuck E. Cheese or something. And so we'd all have like pizza night, and we would just like jam out in the car on the way to Chuck E. Cheese or on the way to dinner every Friday night. And that everybody got to kind of pick what they wanted to listen to. So it was myself and my younger brother, who's 3.5, 4 years younger than me. And then, you know, my dad and my mom. And so every week we kind of take turns picking what we would want to listen to. So we would listen to maybe country music for half the drive. And then on the other half of the drive, we listened to whatever the pop station was playing on the ride back. So through that, I got a well-rounded education in different genres and different formats of music. So although I work in CHR Top 40, I still to this day listen to everything and I appreciate everything.
I think, you know, I think that as a radio host or as a broadcaster, you know, radio, I think, you know, Top 40, some call it Top 40, some call it CHR,
yeah.
Hashtag, you know, hashtag Nielsen, obviously. But, you know, no matter what you call it, I think that, you know, a lot of radio stations, we talked last week about demographics. And, you know, and Jason, I think you know as well as I do that, you know, the thing is, I mean, though I would imagine your target audience is 18 to 34 is your demo.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so for the 13-year-old wants to be 16 so they can drive. And
right.
The 16-year-old wants to be 21 so they can drink. And then 21 wants to be 16 again because, they don't have any real responsibilities and whatnot.
Younger 16-year-olds want their older brother or sister with the license to drive them around to their buddy's house or to the mall to hang out with their friends.
And there's that,
right,
too.
Of course,
nowadays you can't do that because you try to do that now, you most likely would be arrested for loitering. But anyway, right. But I think that so much of, you know, a lot of people say, well, Jamie, today's music is too censored. Well, that may be true in some cases, but there are times, and Jason, I'm pretty sure that when you get songs, do you get the songs that are pre-censored or do you censor them yourself? How does that work?
A lot of the times we get them pre-censored from the label, or like we grab a lot from like allaccess.com or like newmusicserver.com. We have a login to. They come pre-censored, or like the radio edit, you know, if I'm dumbing it down, the radio edits of songs. There are some that come to us more like local or regional artists that are just trying to get, you know, name for themselves in the area and just get some airplay. Yeah. So they're working the DJs at the station, they're working the PD and the station management. Hey man, just give my song a chance, or whoever's representing them is trying to get their song, you know, in the door. And a lot of times we're like, you know what, it's not bad, but you got to clean it up a little bit. Here's why we can't play the version as it stands. And so we try to, you know, we don't just say we're not going to play that because it's no good. We'll say, you know what, it's a decent song, but here's where it needs to be cleaned up. Or if you can send us a different mix of it, or like a radio edit of it, then that'll kind of, that will be more of the determining factor on, you know, if it makes the playlist or not. And again, it kind of goes back to that segment I do with like VAQ Versus. That's a great opportunity to try to work in some local or regional talent that maybe have a little bit of a name in the area. They just haven't had their music on, you know, the local radio station. So, you know, part of our life work too is to try to make dreams come true. Another source I like is promo only. Yeah.
Which
promo
one?
Only. Great. Yeah. Great site. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Service.
Yeah. I use that one quite a bit myself. All right. It's Radio Connection Lab. We're talking with Jason Knight, the night guy at WVAQ in Morgantown, West Virginia. I think, you know, we talk a lot about small town radio, as we said before the show, and Tim here, who's also, who joins us here.
What's up, Tim?
Yeah, anyway, so Tim is a big supporter of small town radio, and I think what's interesting is we look at small town radio and we think of either oldies or country, but this small town radio station is a CHR station, Top 40. I think that when people look at most CHRs, at least in other parts of the country, they think of Elvis Duran. They think of Ryan Seacrest. They, you know, all the big heavy hitters, which I'm pretty sure you guys even air Ryan. I think you guys probably air Ryan Seacrest on VAQ. And if you don't, you know, heck if I know. But what do you think makes the Top 40 format so relatable to your demographics? I mean, again, as we said, 13 wants to be 16 so they can drive, 16 wants to be 21 so they can drink, and then 21 wants to be 13 again so they can have their brothers and sisters act as their chauffeur to their buddy's house so they can so they can drink and not let mom and dad find out. But what do you think makes
and 25 wants to be 16 or 13 because then they don't have to work.
Right.
So, and 21 wants to be 13 because then they realize, oh crap, back then the only thing I had to worry about was homework, and I thought that was a problem.
What does 38 get to be? Because that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, well, 38 is when 38's adulting, and you're like, nope, screw this, and you realize you can't.
No, actually, Chris, 38 wants to be 13 again because here's 38 can already drive.
And 38 has anybody seen the movie? If you've seen the movie 13 Going on 30, that's that.
That's who Jennifer Garner. She's a fellow Mountaineer, fellow West Virginian.
Oh,
yeah.
There's another one with Zac Efron that's very
Yeah.
That's right, anyway. Gabby.
But he goes back.
Anyway, what was the question you asked?
So 38, so 38 wants to be 13. So 13.
We were talking about CHR formats.
Right. So CHR, what makes CHR, you know, because again, a lot of the kids I know are listening to CHR, you know. Well, but what makes CHR so relatable to, you know, kids and young adults versus, say, someone who's 65, for example?
I'll answer that question in one word: fun.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Because pop music, CHR, for the most part, it's upbeat, it's fun, it's the sound of so another word would be now. So it's the sound of now, and it's the sound of fun. Everybody wants to be included in what's going on right now, ATM, right at the moment. And then, you know, everybody wants to have fun, no matter what age you are. I mean, it's funny, sometimes we will get grandmothers who call to win, you know, the contest or the concert tickets or the prizes for their grandson or their granddaughter, because maybe they're not old enough, you know, maybe they won't turn, you know, our policy is you have to be 18 to win like major prizes, like, you know, concert tickets and cash and cars and stuff like that. So we do put a stipulation on some of our prize policies. So you will, you know, you'll get grandmas that are listening in the car or at home during the summertime, watching the kids during the day. And because those kids might be, you know, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17 years old, they're not able to call and win the prize. So who's the adult that's around? Well, hey, grandma, here's the phone. Call the radio station. And I tell you what.
That was me with my mom.
I love to have fun with the grandmas. They're a good time because a lot of the time they don't really know the music, but grandma still has rhythm, and she knows when it's a toe tapping fun song, right? She might not,
right?
I don't care for Billie Eilish all the time, but I love that Bad Guy song.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure.
It's just catchy,
right?
You know,
is a question. I always wanted to ask a CHR DJ, and I have always maybe. And maybe it's misplaced, but I've always kind of felt bad for CHR DJs because I've thought being a CHR DJ must be so restrictive because you have to play what's on the Billboard chart at the time, the top 40. You have to play, well, you said the sound of now, but you're limited to what's hot at the moment, which might be 40 songs or 50 songs, whatever your format may be. Now, I realize that might be a little different for you because you're in a small town market and run by a small town corporation, so you might have a little more freedom than, say, somebody run by an iHeart or a
iHeart or Odyssey or something.
Or Odyssey, something like that. But do you ever feel restricted by the music you play? Like you don't have a lot of creative freedom in your format?
I'll say I used to, just based on what you said about working for, Clear Channel before it became iHeart and Cumulus. I did a stint at Cumulus in Lexington, Kentucky before I moved out to Morgantown. In the more corporate structure and how things are, or how stations are programmed corporately with those, monopolized companies. Yeah, I mean, I would say I used to feel that way because the playlist was always tighter, and it was always, you know, don't defer from this playlist or these hits. And, you know, they encourage feedback and input, but I mean, do they really?
Right.
Now where I'm at with West Virginia Radio, it's a little bit, it's more of a, you know, family owned company, more of a mom and pop operation. So yeah, I mean, there are the core hits, like your Powers and your Golds and your Recurrence and your Medium Recurrence and your Lights and stuff that, you know, there's still the same, like you said, 40 songs or so that rotate, that we still want to make sure play. You don't want to, you can't ignore the Justin Biebers and the Ariana Grandes and now like the Billie Eilishes. And you can't ignore those core artists, but we have a really good consultant that we work with named Sean Ross. And Sean's been in the radio game for a long time.
We actually had him on the show a few months ago.
Yeah, a few months ago. Yeah.
And Sean and my PD, Matt, they work really well together. Between the three of us, we're just like, we just geek out at music, you know. We'll look at something that might be trending in like the alternative rock charts and say like this, oh, like it's a Royal Blood song. The name of the group is Royal Blood. Okay, well, we can maybe hear this on VAQ. Let's try it out. Let's have Jason do it on his VAQ versus segment. See what kind of response he gets, or let's have him do it on download or delete or something like that. See if it gets any feedback. Let's play a clip of it on our Instagram story or like on our Twitter feed and post a poll up for our demo to select whether or not they like the song. Like let's have them give us our feedback on the music. And if it pops, great. If not, then okay, well, you know, we'll scrap it. We'll move on to something else.
Yeah, move on the next one. Yeah. A lot of stations are adopting that kind of like, yeah, I mean, iHeart changes it every 6 months. It's like, you know, discover new music first or new music download or new music now. I think those are the perfect moments to test out those songs and see, you know, any format is like throwing darts at a target. You got a hit. I mean, sometimes you get a hit and sometimes you just get a complete flop. And, right. and it's really difficult. And I think that, you know, as the, you know, we had a country music DJ Lori DeYoung on earlier today that we produced and that we recorded for the podcast earlier today. And I think that so much of music now is, okay, you know, how do we want to gauge this thing? Like, for example, I mean, you know, Jason, I think, I don't know whether or not you recall the classic hip hop craze of 2014, where all the radio stations were switching to classic hip hop. Remember that? You know,
I do remember.
You know, I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember seeing that headline pop up, like just in the trades and like different, you know, like radio groups and stuff I follow on social media. I was seeing that pop up. I'm like, what is this all about? All of a sudden, like in 2014, why is classic hip hop a thing? But I think it's done.
We were asking that too. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, we were because like every year there's what I call like the format of the year. You know, I'm 1 year. I was
it's a jam, but this is random.
Yeah,
well, I think it could sound fun. I think it could, you know, if it's done right, it could stand out in that market. And again, it depends on. I don't know if something like that would thrive in Mobile, Alabama.
Right,
maybe, but definitely in Miami, definitely in a market you know, Chicago, more urbanized areas, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I think and I do want to open up the floor here for some questions for amongst the panel here too. I think that one thing that people and one thing that's really I think driving VAQ. You know, again, I love just, you know, a lot of we talk again last week about demographics and people complain that a lot of the morning shows, like your morning show is Nick and Jack and Nikki in the morning.
Yes.
And a lot of morning shows have the phone taps, they have the entertainment news, the interviews. And I think that radio stations do that because that's what the listeners want. That's what they want to hear. You know, it may, you know, I mean, and what happened, like, for example, marketing a station to a teenager or an 18-year-old, that's okay. You're not going to reach that 65-year-old demographic because it's hard to market to them because they don't like the music. They don't care about Ariana Grande or Billie Eilish or whatever. It's hard to market to them. And so what happens is, you know, I mean, and I think the thing is, as listener tastes change and as demographics change, again, you guys are 18 to 34. You know, I think that what happens is as time changes and listener tastes change, the radio station has to change too. I mean, why do you think a lot of radio stations don't play a lot of throwbacks? And if they do, they may go as far back as 2000, you know, during the NSYNCs and Backstreet Boys and Plus Ones of the world. But that's as far back as they go, you know. And then
if we do that on BAQ where, you know, once an hour, we have a rotating clock. So, you know, when I jump on at 7 o'clock, I'll start at 7 p.m. It'll be 1 o'clock. And then the 8 o'clock hour will be a different clock. And then it's back to the clock A at 9, back to clock B at 10. So like we're really good about rotating clocks. And so in both of those A and B clocks, we do schedule with a throwback liner ahead of it. So we are identifying the song in front of it, letting our audience know, hey, this is a WVAQ throwback or this is a WVAQ classic. Because there are a lot of listeners that, especially in Morgantown, West Virginia, in North Central West Virginia, there are a lot of listeners that grew up listening to us and they've stayed listening to us because they are West Virginia lifers. They you know, they were born and raised in West Virginia. They're not going to leave. Why should they? They've got great universities. They've got a lot going on as far as entertainment goes. There's, you know, a lot of jobs in West Virginia. There's a lot that at least the north central part of the state that I'm in, it's got a lot to offer our demographic and the audience that we cater to. So they're not moving out of the state. They're, you know, they were born there. They live there their whole lives. So in a lot of ways, they have grown up with the radio station.
We're going to talk about streaming coming up in just a second, folks. You're listening to Radio Connection Live, and I do want to yield the floor to other members of the panel, and because I can talk all day if you let me. But I want to turn the mic over to other members of the panel. So, guys, go ahead and just all at once. Go ahead and let it rip.
Right. So, Jason, I understand you own a the DJ business called Night and Day DJ. How long has that been incepted and what's your favorite part about it? I'm sure you get to play all types of, you know, genres for weddings, parties, and other venues. So yeah. How'd you go about doing this?
Thanks for the question. Yeah, that's kind of the side hustle to make money on the side. But not only that, I really enjoy doing it and providing a service for, you know, like high school proms and most of my clients are wedding clients, but I've done several corporate events too. Night and Day Mobile itself is a company. I started that in 2010, shortly after I joined up with WVAQ and moved to West Virginia. So that's been going since 2010, but I've been doing DJing on the side, like school dances and parties and stuff like that. It used to start out, my brother and I did it. We teamed up when we were teenagers. And so we kind of did all of our high school dances and proms and things like that through our youth and through growing up. And, you know, my, our father and a friend of his who had the equipment, you know, they helped us get started. So again, that goes back to like my upbringing and always being around music and always wanting to, that was my way of playing music, right? Because I don't put drums or keyboard or anything like that in my hand because like it just that you won't like the sound that comes out of it. but you put me behind turntables or CD decks and you put me behind a microphone and a light rig and an EQ rack and setting all that gear up and learning how to do that in my youth. And then just something that's, you know, I've always carried with me. When I got my radio career started, that had to kind of go on the back burner because there's a lot of moving around. You know, radio personalities are nomads by nature. You know, we're always looking for like, you know, what's the next gig or what's, you know, what's the next opportunity, depending on what our goal is. I'm settled here now in Morgantown. I have a wife and I've got a 7-month-old baby girl and a son who's about to be 5 in September. So we have a home. And so we don't.
Congratulations, Pops.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
No, it's just like every day at work is different because I try to find, new ways to say a lot of the same stuff with, things we're promoting through the radio station, the clients that we have to get their mentions in. But the show prep and the content's a little bit different, from night to night. So I never really have the same show every night or the same.
So you said you have a 5-month-old and
7-month-old daughter and about to be 5-year-old son.
Okay. So does the 5-year-old ever, okay. So tell us, Jason, when you're in the shower, or when you're cleaning, does the 5-year-old ever catch you singing this song?
not to my knowledge, unless he's got unless he's got mommy's phone out and he's trying to catch her. He's a little bit of a prankster, because he has found a specific channel on YouTube where these little kids, team up and they do pranks and they trick their moms and dads or their friends. So he's on this kick right now where. If it's not Baby Shark and Blippi, then it's this other channel he watches with these kids trying to prank other kids or trying to prank their parents. So,
oh dear.
Has he found, has he figured out that daddy's on the radio and does he listen to daddy's show?
He's too busy. Being
a kid,
being 5,
he's busy being a kid right now to like really listen. Now what's funny is like if he's in the car with me and we have the station on in the background and there's a commercial on that I voiced, he'll be like, "That's you, Daddy." yeah, that's me. Uh-huh. And so he does know that's what I do for a living. We don't live far from my radio station. So when we drive past it, he knows the building, he knows the sign outside. And so he'll point to it and, there's your work, Daddy. It's he's been in the studio several times. I mean, pre-COVID. He knows what Daddy does for a living. I don't think he quite understands what it is that they do. Yeah.
He'll understand one day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All he probably knows is Daddy works. Daddy works in a nice in a tiny room with a bunch of nice red shiny buttons that light up. And I have no idea what any of them.
And they play music,
and it plays music. Or he probably thinks Daddy they put Daddy in a box with people in it.
And what does this button do?
What is this thing? That'll bit from Dexter's Laboratory. What does this button do?
That's why that's not why he's allowed. He's not allowed to come with me to bring your child to work day.
He'll push the wrong button and be like, or worse things worse, he'll push the wrong button and not position off the air for 20 minutes and not know that's what he did.
Yeah. So it gets you hotline faster from your boss than bringing your kid into work and having 2 minutes of dead air.
I could kind of
real story.
It's crazy because I think that.
Did you say you had a story about that?
Yeah, real story.
Okay. Uh-oh. Oh God. Okay.
Oh dear.
So, all right. What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
We got to hear more about this.
I mean, it was just the classic. He likes to press buttons on Daddy's DJ gear, and so he's killed the party in the middle of it before. So, same scenario where. He's been in the studio with me and I wasn't looking and I'm showing him different things to go because a lot of our setup is touchscreen. We run wide orbit automation software. So I'm showing him if you want this song, then you highlight it, you search the title or the name of who sings it. And then, oh, there it is. Okay. So you tap it with your finger and you bring it over here to this. Well, then he decided when I had my back turn that he was going to play with the automation system. And instead of dragging and dropping a song over, like you would, like a touchscreen with like an iPad or your smartphone, He ended up killing the current song that was on the air, and then the monitor froze up. So then we were dead in the water for about, it wasn't quite 2 minutes, but I mean, 10 seconds of dead air and radio seems like a lifetime. So
we may have been
dead for about, you know, 10 seconds or so. But it seemed like,
I think honestly, Jason, I think the words might be something like, when you got home, you are never coming to work with me ever again.
Yeah, we had a discussion about that.
Yeah.
Such as there are certain things you just don't touch, you know?
But you know what?
A lot of that was on me as dad for, you know, being too trusting, I guess, with, you have a 4-year-old in the room with you, and he wants to touch fun buttons that light up because he doesn't know what they do. And it's just like a master control room.
Just like with any kid, because you know, they want to know how it all works. They want to push buttons and play with things, and that can be a good. So tell me something, Jason. Has he learned how to? And by the way, y'all, pray for Lori Beth, Jason's wife, because she needs it every single day.
Yes, indeed.
So Jason, has he figured out yet how to work the smartphones and the pads and things?
Oh yeah, he has like YouTube Kids on my phone. And of course, there's several games that I've downloaded, you know, for him. We're waiting at the dentist office or whatever, you know, just stuff to, you know, keep him occupied. Because you got to do that as a parent. You got to reel kids in, and okay, buddy, this is the time where like daddy needs to be on a phone call with work or with whoever. And so I need you to kind of sit and, you know, and chill for a minute. And so, yeah, I mean, he's got his iPad, or it's the family iPad, but you know, he's got his stuff on it too. You know, we've parental locks on everything, so he doesn't go to the wrong stuff and the wrong site. So, you know, like, I don't know who said it in the room here, but someone said, you know, 38 is adulting. And so, yeah, just by default, you know, just things you learn when you grow up and you have kids and, you know, just those little life hacks and parent hacks that you got to do to kind of make things easier on yourself. But yeah, he at 5 years old, I mean, he's pretty good with technology already.
Wow.
That's impressive.
He wants to start a vlog. And so we're my wife and I have been talking about ways to maybe do that. Cause you know, you see
now,
a lot
Jason,
of on YouTube
I, Jason,
now
I'd be surprised.
That.
I just, I'd be surprised if he took your DJ equipment and learned how to play this song.
That's a great song, but that is before his time.
he probably didn't know what it was. So
it is, but he's tagged along with me to gigs before, and that's one of the staple songs I play because I always I do like a 90s set or an 80s set, and that's so you know, Slot's always in that set right next to like Salt and Pepper, Push It Real Good.
Yeah.
So he's familiar with that song, and he doesn't call it twerking; he calls it butt push-ups. So, basically,
that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, I mean, so he's got his own set of moves at 5 years old. He's like, "Daddy, look at my butt push-ups." And
that's
I'm like,
"Awesome, yeah,
that's disturbing on so many levels."
That is disturbing on so many levels. Ashley, did you have a question for Jace? Okay, Rick and Sheer, we're here. Okay, it's Radio Connection Live. We're talking to Jason Knight, host of The Knight Show on WVAQ in Morgantown, West Virginia. And, you know, Jason, I think the thing that we can all agree on is streaming is the future of radio. I mean, it's just point blank. I mean, if you're not streaming on the internet, you're nobody. And wouldn't you agree about that?
Oh, absolutely. I think if you're a radio station that doesn't offer up a streaming feed on your website, or, you know, like in our case, we have our own mobile app. And then of course, you know, we've got, I don't want to say her name because she'll light up and ask me, what do you want, master?
Yeah.
But the Echo Show.
You also got to be listed in the radio directories too. I mean, we support all those.
Right.
Yeah, you got the A-Lady.
The A-Lady, right. So the
A-Lady.
So yeah, you know, we're grouped in and tied in with, you know, you just ask her to play, you know, 102 WAQ, and you know, it brings up the station. So I think if you are a station that's on air, terrestrial FM station or AM station, you haven't figured out a way to get your station online, you're like, at this point, you're like 10 steps behind, I think, what everyone else is doing. And it's kind of like you guys said, you know, you got to find a way to get yourself online. And that's the way things not are going, but have been going for what? I mean, almost a decade now, if not a little bit longer.
You know, it's funny because we featured a small town country station, and Tim, who's a radio veteran of 30 years, is like, well, the good thing about this station is they don't stream, they don't want to stream. And I'm like, yeah, you can say that now, but at some point, you know, people are gonna say, okay, this station doesn't stream, then I'm just gonna go to these guys who do. And so that can be a problem for a lot of smaller radio companies. But luckily, most radio companies have figured it out. Okay, you know what? To make our station viable and to make it to where we know we're going to get an audience, we need to be on some sort of streaming device. And
everybody wants their content and their audio now, right? So, and that's where we've seen a lot recently with apps like Clubhouse come along.
Yeah.
And podcasting is so huge right now.
Like this one.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I think what you guys are doing are, you know, you're on the pulse of what's going on right now and probably been doing it for some time. And
we started back in 2012.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been on it for a long time.
Yeah. During that time, it was the way
we were only, and I mean, to be clear, we were only a podcast. We've been podcast exclusive, I should say, only since June of last year.
Last June.
I mean, before then, it was a live internet show. So it's taken some getting.
Well, congratulations on like the success of it and growing it the way you guys have had in such a short amount of time.
It's taken some getting used to kind of adjust to a new format, because it is a different format. And we are still kind of, sometimes we have to remind ourselves and each other, this isn't a live show anymore. It's a different space, but it's a new audience, I think, that's being tapped into.
Something else that radio has done a lot is with the advent of social media, Facebook, Twitter, you know, that kind of thing, you're able to get results fairly quickly. I think one thing that's also helping radio in. Now, obviously, Jason, you can still call a station and make a song request, but a lot of people, again, because people want it now, they found other ways to get the music when they want to get it rather than waiting for you guys to play it. So you know, I mean, so it sounds like I would you agree that radio is still viable? It's still fate, but it faces it has radio has a battle on its hands because, you know, you guys aren't the only game in town anymore. Now there's dozens of ways to get the content that you want. You know, I mean, and it's funny because a lot of people have the satellite radio in their car,
right?
But very few people even pay for it anymore. And I think that, you know, I mean, I think so. Would you agree that radio is facing a battle on its hands? And what does radio do to win this war? With I mean, because now you're up against streaming services and streaming apps and things like that. What does radio do to keep itself relevant?
Well, I absolutely think that radio is in a battle with other mediums, especially the streaming mediums, streaming audio apps. Because I mean, look, when I first got into the industry when I was 16, 17 years old, and then started working in it full time. Right out of college at 23, it's changed so much since I've been in it. And I say that the reason I've seen it change is competition really used to be between two stations owned by separate companies in the same market, right? So there would be the two, you might have like a a heritage powerhouse country station that's been there forever. And then the newer upstart, you know, by newer, I mean like, you know, it's 1, 2, 3 years old and they're still, you know, establishing themselves as like the new brand, the new kid in town station. So, or like the two, you know, big top 40 CHR stations in town, the hot station versus the Kiss FM station. To me,
or,
that
or,
used to be
or
the
102 VAQ versus, actually, I don't think there is another CHR in that market.
Believe it or not, like we are kind of our own competition amongst our company. Like our sister country station, WKKW, is also in our building. And they're our sister station, but at the same time, like they kind of do their own thing. And like right now they're number one in our market. But I think that's a lot of the, I think a lot of the reason because of that is because the country format overall in the nation is the number one format and has been for, you know, a couple of years now, just because country music tends to make stars faster than top 40 or CHR. Like top 40 CHR is more like flavor of the month, get in, get your hits played, get out, you know, make money on your way up. You know, and you're seeing a lot of that with like TikTok stars and YouTube stars. Like to me, Justin Bieber was like the last big YouTube star, you know, that, or, you know, the last big star that came from that kind of medium, that's a superstar. That's a household name. Not saying you don't have stars that are coming from, or names that are coming from those mediums now, but because there are, but I can't tell you the last time other than Bieber that there was, you know, certainly not anyone currently that's been like, had his kind of success being discovered off of like a YouTube channel or
Peaches,
like
by the way,
social media.
Peaches, yeah. Peaches and no one or anyone or there anyone. Two of my favorite songs that I'm listening to right now. I'm also liking that new Ava Max track. You know, and I'm kind of over that song, Coffee for Your Head, because it's getting old and you know, right. you don't hear much these days. I think, you know, there was
that's a perfect example of like a song that someone heard on YouTube or that grew an audience on YouTube because there was a choreographed dance to it, or maybe there was something that stood out about the video on YouTube. And so people are like, hey, check it out. It's all clickbait share media, right? So the more clicks, the more shares you get, the more popular right now those kind of artists are going to get, and those kind of songs are. But again, they've not had a lot of staying power. They've spent, you know, 6 weeks on the charts, or they've lasted like maybe a summer on the charts, and then they've fallen off. And okay, what's the follow-up single, or what's the? Yeah. It's almost like it's, so. You know, I know I got in the weeds here with your question. So
it's actually what we're going to be talking about anyway. Tim hates these, but I love them. I love countdowns. Okay. Ever since I was a kid, I would get up at 4:30 in the morning and listen to it and tape record the show American Country Countdown on my tape recorder. Because us radio freaks are an interesting bunch. We are.
Right.
So what are your thoughts? Cause, do you guys air countdowns like Ryan Seacrest or Rick Dees? I mean, and if you do, what are your thoughts on those kinds of shows, the countdowns, especially?
I'll answer your first question. The only countdown we used to run, way back, we used to run the Rick Dees because it was kind of just around forever. So we did used to run Rick Dees. I think we, for a brief amount of time, were talking about getting the Seacrest countdown on for like a weekend show. And then we ended up doing something else or we ended up doing our own thing. The only, I would say, countdown-esque show that we air is Weekend Throwdown. Shout out
with Jagger,
to Mike Jagger. Yeah.
And listeners, really, no, he is not.
There's a countdown built into his show, but it's like that, not the whole show.
And no, listeners, he is not related to Mick Jagger. I've checked. I've checked online.
Mike Jagger, not Mick Jagger.
Right, right. It's Radio Connection Live. Ashley, did you have a question for Jason, or what about you, Tim? You know, you guys have been quiet for a minute. I did. Go ahead, Ashley.
So I know you, if you didn't go into radio, you would be a color commentator. So what teams would you cover if you could have any pick?
That's a good question. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say the Indianapolis Colts, because they're just, I grew up with them. And I mean, come on, Peyton Manning, one of the goats. Yeah. I didn't say the goat. I said one of the goats. You could have several goats.
I live hashtag on a farm. Tom Brady.
Yeah. Right.
I'm so, team Peyton.
Peyton's my boy. And so I got to rep the Colts. So I just think that would be fun to do some commentary with the amazing crew that the Indianapolis Colts, you know, broadcast organization have. They have a really solid team there. People that kind of just do their own thing in house. Honestly, probably aside from wanting to be involved in like the music or entertainment industry, and radio is sort of how I found my way into that as a youth. The boyhood dream was always to be a commentator for professional wrestling, be it, right, you know, WWE now or AEW or one of the other wrestling organizations out there, or sports entertainment organizations out there. So I just always thought it would be kind of fun, because you could take the same energy that I have and that I do, or at least try to come across as upbeat, fun energy at night. So like the same type of show I do on air every night, bring that same kind of personality and that same kind of energy. And you just have to know some wrestling holds. And so you can do some color commentary. And growing up and watching all that stuff, like I said, on Monday nights and Thursday nights and stuff, you know, as a kid, I followed it, and I still follow it as an adult. So I just think it would be fun to like hang out at WrestleMania ringside and do some commentary.
Does WWE do they have radio coverage?
No,
because I don't think they do.
But you know, Jason, we're taping this show while the world is dealing with the pandemic, and one of the things that radio has had to learn how to do was to come out of the studio and go into the home, literally. I mean, radio, I mean, I have friends that work at the legendary 93.3 FLZ here in Tampa, because I'm based in Tampa, Florida. Yeah, it's nice and warm over here.
Great station.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great station.
One of the stations, actually, when I used to, when I was in college, you know, professors would talk about, you know, in your spare time, go listen to this station, go listen to that station. Because at that time when I was in college, internet radio and stations had just started going online, so you were able to start streaming them a little bit more than, you know, just, you know, being in their market and, right, and only listening to them as a resident in that market. And FLZ was always just, you would always hear about FLZ, so I would always check them out. So I just grew up being a fan of that station.
Well,
several other DJs throughout the years, just in this line of work.
Well, Jason, it's changed a lot since you last listened to it. They dropped the Kane show, which became your morning show, which is now, they have a local show now called the Joe Show, with Joe and Ashley Nix and producer Jed. I say that because they kind of gave me my own little nickname on the show. Now on their show, I'm known as Blind Jamie when I call in. The crazy thing is. The Joe Show came from Ashley's old home market, Detroit, right, Ash? They came from Channel 955 and went to FLZ. And in a twist of irony, iHeart started having a lot of DJs track other markets. So like the Joe Show would do a specially tailored version of their show designed just for Detroit, which is really, really interesting, especially in the two markets. Talking to Jason Knight today on Radio Connection Live. And I, you know, Jason, one of the things that has, I think, has helped radio quite a bit, again, is the streaming, especially the smart speakers. And yeah. I don't know who it was to put radio apps in smart speakers, but apparently they're doing something right. And so how often do you hear your people say, I listen to you on my speaker. I listen to you on that speaker. Does it happen all the time?
I wouldn't say that we've been asked a ton, or not asked, but I wouldn't say that our listeners have come up to us or made it known that they're listening to us on a smart speaker a lot yet. And I also say that because we haven't been out a lot over the last year, obviously, with the pandemic. And, you know, we've had to deal with that in our community our own way. But when they do, I try to make it a habit of, if someone calls in or if they text in or they send us like a Facebook message through our social media, or they send us a tweet, I always like to try to reply back and slide into their DMs, as Lizzo would say. And I ask them, so number one, hey, thanks for listening. Appreciate you. And two, what are you listening to us on? Is it radio at home? Are you listening in the car on the way to somewhere? And we
on
have
the app,
right, on the mobile app. Are you streaming through our website? But yeah, I will say probably, you know, half a dozen or so replies have been, they listen to us through a smart speaker or like a smart device.
Yeah, the smart devices. Yeah, I mean, what Jason, you know, as you heard in our intro, we say where the smart speaker has taken the place of the terrestrial radio as the listening apparatus of choice.
I mean, it really and, has. I mean, aside really from good old fashioned listening in your vehicle on the way to work or school, or, you know, picking the kids up from someplace.
Yeah, I mean, matter of fact, dude, you can take your phone now and just forget listen to it on the radio. You can take your phone and either connect it via an auxiliary cord or Bluetooth,
right,
to the car and listen to via. I mean, I was listening to you guys this morning, over my breakfast. You know, listening to Jack and Nikki in the morning, and I caught your whole show last night. I was gonna do a VAQ versus, because I wanted that second song, the Kelly Lynch or something like that. Yeah. I wanted that one, honestly. But I think that, and something else that's helped you guys, Jason, and you alluded to it, is the advent of social media, and not TikTok per se, but Facebook, Twitter.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think what radio has done is it has learned how to reach listeners where they are and on whatever device they just happen to be listening from.
And Jamie, isn't it so cool that like you did this morning, checking out the morning show, checking out VAQ with your aux cord plugged into your phone. You're in Tampa, Florida, bro. And this is my station's in Morgantown, West Virginia. There's easily 1,000 miles, if not more, 2,000 miles between us, and or at least between our signals. And the fact that you can do that now, and
it's great.
Continue to listen.
I love it.
It's great.
It's like, if I want to listen to FLZ and I'm going on a camping trip this summer up to like Erie, Pennsylvania, I can listen to FLZ.
Yeah. I mean, we have a group chat among the RCL team here. We have a text chat, and Jamie might call me, or press Jamie or Preston or Ashley. Somebody might text in the group chat and say, you guys got to check out this station. And it might be in one of our home markets. It might be somewhere that none of us live in, but any of us can check it out.
And we actually created a feature on the podcast called Radio You Should Know, but I'm actually thinking about changing the name to You Gotta Hear This.
Yeah.
Because,
no,
because
I like that.
Yeah, because and because we want to say, oh, guys, there's a great station. And matter of fact, Jason, on our podcast, we covered a format change over in Lynchburg, Virginia,
which is where I'm going to college right now.
Right. We covered that a station, WKHF, was changing its format to a hybrid classic country / modern country, whatever this thing is. But I think that the blessing of social media has really helped radio in other ways, because now people can I mean, especially for those people who can't call in, or, you know, radio has learned to reach people where they are. But again, we're taping the show while the world is dealing with a pandemic, and during the pandemic, we're all in this age of the new normal. We're all working from home in some form of fashion.
How I like the old normal. Can we go back to that?
Same. Somebody said something on Twitter about or Facebook, Twitter, one of the two, about I can't wait until we can start partying like it's 2019.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, there was a song by Avenue B, you know, low key F2020.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Again, yeah, I remember
one of those oh, like, my God. Top pops, or, you know, short lived, you know, kind of a flavor of the week, flavor of the month. Yeah, I remember it got some play on some stations, but again, it wasn't one of those that really, you know,
they really stood out. Yeah.
Stand
out
all that much. It didn't stick around. I think, and maybe because of the theming of it, you know, F2020. Well, it's February 2021. Maybe time to stop playing that song.
I mean, we all felt that way. It's circa December 2020.
But... yeah, for real. How has VAQ adapted to this word of the new normal, which, you know, and like, you know, I mean, how is that?
That again, Jamie. I'm going to edit it out or bleep it.
How has FOZ adapted to that, or VAQ adapted to that? I'm sorry.
In what terms are you speaking of?
Meaning, like, for example, are you like, there was a trend where the morning shows were staying on until noon instead of till 10, that kind of thing.
For us, it was kind of business as usual. What we did was more or less ask anyone in our office staff, meaning, you know, our sales team, meaning our traffic and continuity department, our promotions department, if anybody could work from home instead of in the office, you know, they were encouraged to work from home. As far as our station managers and station owner, they more or less wanted us personalities and us on air talent to continue to come in and do our shows and cool. Just be a little bit, you know, kind of tighten up our policies as far as, you know, sanitizing the studio and, you know, and making sure that there's not, you know, a bunch of people hanging out in the studio or in the hallway outside the studio all at once, you know, more or less just making sure that we were all staying safe outside of work, because we were kind of a smaller operation, right? So at most during the day, we would have maybe 30 people in the building at the most. And again, a lot of that was, you know, our dozen or so sales staff. You know, you had some production directors, some promo people in the building, just kind of doing the day-to-day operations. But again, that was all stuff that, you know, once they were able to get on Zoom together and have like the weekly and the daily chats and kind of do business from home, that eliminated them from having to be in the office. And a lot of them are still just kind of working from home, or, you know, maybe coming in the office one day a week now, just to kind of be in there and catch up on things and check their mailbox for maybe some mail that comes to them, things of that nature. But I mean, for the most part, a lot of our people are still, you know, kind of working from home or around on sales calls, which is more or less what they were doing before. But they were holding more hours pre-COVID in the office. But as far as us, you know, on-air talent and personalities, we're still coming in and doing our shows and just, you know, staying away from one another as much as we could, and sanitizing the studios and wiping everything down and, you know, masking up where we needed to. I mean, we did
have... It's really hard to do a show with a mask on.
Yeah, absolutely. You tell me about it.
Yeah, because... Yeah,
I mean, the mask is muffling your voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
There were some exceptions.
Yeah, my mind goes back to 2019 BC, before COVID.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's right.
You know, Jason, I recorded that air check last night, and one of the things that I wanted to comment about was you really put some energy into that market, into that radio station, and it kind of took me back to, well, I don't know, what stations did you actually grow up on? What DJs did you grow up on?
Mostly the local talent that was on WSTO FM in Evansville, Indiana, which now it's Hot 96, but it used to be 96 STO or 96 WSTO when I grew up with them. But they've been Hot, not they rebranded. It's always been a top 40 CHR station, but they just kind of rebranded themselves about a decade or more ago into Hot 96. I actually spent some time producing
what time frame was that, what year
What year did I start listening to them?
Yeah, what, you know, what was your influences?
Like 89 or 90. I mean, like, okay. from a very young age.
Because, you know, I was thinking, you know, maybe Z100 from New York when Scott Shannon was running it, and Y100 in Miami, and, you know, stations like that.
I said that in the beginning, right after the air check, that
discern
I really
what
out of,
you know, what station
Z100 out of that
you were listening to. But you really do put that energy of, say, a Z100 or a Y100,
or 100s with other letters of the alphabet attached to them.
Yeah, but, you know, you put that same feel and energy into your show, and that's what I liked about the air check that I recorded last night. You really are involved with it, and you are involved with the audience. I think that's great. It's good to hear a small town market like that doing something that doesn't sound like a small town market. It sounds more like a major market radio station.
I think maybe because when I grew up listening to radio, there were
then, but I think there were DJs on the air that, you know, were kind of the old larger than life, big sound, big voice. A lot of the morning shows, a lot of the nighttime talent that I grew up listening to just had that presentation on air. And this is something I've always appreciated. And something like I've always thought I'd like to model my style after. Because, I mean, different DJs have different styles, the way they like to do. You know, you're not going to hear my kind of delivery on a, you know, kind of more laid back Sunday afternoon classic rock DJ. He's not going to come on and have the same kind of...
I don't know if you're familiar with the Q format that came out back in the 70s, but it reminded me of some of that.
Yeah. Very similar to that. So I don't know. Like I said, I think it's just, that's the sound that I sort of grew up on. And those were the personalities that I, even recording artists take influences from somebody, or, you know, who they grew up listening to, or maybe who is popular that their mom and dad listened to growing up. So I just try to take some influences. Yeah, Z100 out of New York was one of those, with the Shannon Show you mentioned. And
the Z Morning Zoo.
Yes, Z Morning Zoo, exactly. And,
which is funny because I often ask myself, how come VAQ doesn't call their morning show, you know, the VAQ Morning Zoo or something like that?
Because it doesn't have the same ring to
it. That's a bit of
but,
a long.
Yeah, but that's what, well, that was one of the reasons I asked about the Q format, because, you know, it's 102 VAQ kind of thing. And I mean, you know, that was what they were doing back in the 70s. Well, this gentleman has to get to work pretty quick here, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah,
I got a show to do, man.
You see, Jason, that's what happens, man. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
When you're committed radio, as Tim calls it.
I could stay on and do this the rest of the night. It's been a blast and such a pleasure chatting with you guys and meeting your acquaintances and
I appreciate you guys checking out what I do and talk shop and talk.
Jason, there's a chance. Jason, there's a chance I might be calling in from the house
all day long.
On the show tonight. Hey, Jason,
we're starting to lose you.
Yeah, we're starting
Jason.
My boss would appreciate that.
He said his boss would appreciate that.
we're having some technical difficulties here, but Jason, before you go, where can we find? I mean, obviously we can find you on all right, Jason, man, it's been fun. Hey, before you go, where can our listeners find you besides on the radio? Where can we find you?
All over the social media, man. Look me up on Facebook at Night Guy. Pretty much everything's at Night Guy. KNIGHTGUY. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, all of it.
MySpace.
Night Guy. Yeah. You can still have the MySpace page up. And I think Tom was only ever my only friend on MySpace, believe it or not.
Wow. Yeah, MySpace or what was it? AOL Instant Messenger. Remember that? Remember that one?
AIM. Ugh. Okay.
Jason, brother. It's
my AIM screen name was Radio God 02.
Yeah.
Oh, impressive. Very impressive.
Jason, let me tell you where you can find us. We're not on the gram or the chat, but we are on the Facebook. It's facebook.com/radioconnectionlive. We're on Twitter at RCL the podcast. And of course, the email address is rclthepodcast@gmail.com. And
you know where we are on Clubhouse, the radio connection.
Almost forgot we're there too.
You're welcome back there and back here as well. So
yeah, Jason, man, it's been an honor. And by the way, I'm voting for that the Latino song again when VAQ versus.
Yeah, that's a jam. That was cool.
Oh yeah,
and
we got an instant vote in for Cali Uchi.
Exactly,
damn, bro.
All right,
exactly, Jason, man. Thank you so much, and thank you, and Jason, thanks for coming on with us, man. We appreciate you. All right, bro. Okay.
All right.
All right. He's still going.
He's beginning to sound like some of the songs he plays.
Oh.
Dude,
this again soon.
All right. We'll do it again soon. All right, man.
We'll talk to you there. Yeah. We'll see you, man.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, thank you guys. Thank y'all so much for listening to Radio Connection Live. Had a little hiccup at the end there, but it's all good. Thank you guys so much. Did you guys have fun?
That was fun. That was fun.
Oh my God. I'll be listening to VAQ in my sleep tonight.
7 to midnight, I believe.
Yes, yeah, 7 to midnight on VAQ. Also, I'll be listening to a lot of FLZ and now
POC sprinkled in for good measure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's gonna be tomorrow's appointment listening.
First amen thing. To that. Ashley, did you have fun? I think she
yes.
did. All right. And by the way, I just followed him on Twitter and you
I'm
know.
Sure. What is he at? Because
at Night Guy.
KNIGHTGUY. I'm following him on the gram and the book. So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, guys, that is going to wrap for us here on Radio Connection Live. Our first two interview day.
Marathon recording session. We are done. I think it's
exactly.
Think
wow. Exactly. Yeah. Now,
Tim,
exactly now,
Tim left. He promised we were going to pop a top, but I don't have one. So
that's
time
okay.
for a drink.
I don't either.
Show.
In the fridge,
that,
sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. I got a bottle of water for tonight's show.
All right.
Okay. You guys, thank you for joining us. We're back next week. What format that takes, I have no idea. I got to talk with the team after we're done here, but that's all, but it's all good, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Join us again next week when we're going to have more great radio conversation for the entire team. And we all say together, let's keep
radio alive.
See you guys next time. Take care.
Whatever you do.
Well, if you want to vote for that song, actually, no, that song was already voted out from the VAQ verses. But this song, or this outro, will never be out of style because it, I mean, for one thing, it's an awesome outro, and for another thing, it is voiced by the one and only John Williard. So again, together, let's keep radio alive.
Thanks for listening to Radio Connection Live, the podcast. Radio Connection Live is produced by JT Productions in association with Air Jackson Associates. Executive producer and creator, Jamie T. Production assistance provided by Tim O'Connor. Ashley Lynn is our social media princess, with assistance from Preston Gaylor and Chris Newsbaum. A.J. Bowen is our news contributor. Special thanks to the good folks at RadioInside.com, as well as InsideRadio.com for our news nuggets. We're in touch, so you're in touch. We invite you to contact us. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You can also email rclthepodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to join us again next week for another fast-moving edition of Radio Connection Live, the podcast. Until next time, this is John Williard saying, together, let's keep radio alive.
On the wrong end of the highway, when the long night has no end, when there's no one there beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home, feeling blue. Thank God for the radio playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me and you. There's a song that we first danced to, and there's a song they played the night we met, and there's a song we first made love to. That's a song I'll never forget. So thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home, feeling blue. Thank God for the radio playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me and you.
RCL Podcast Network, distributed by Anchor, online at anchor.fm.